This is Tree Note. On a taxi ride, I noticed one of those tree-shaped air fresheners dangling from the rearview mirror, the driver's effort to sweeten the car air with the aroma of pine trees. The story behind those little trees started 70 years ago. Julius Zeman, a German immigrant, worked for years in the forests of Canada, extracting the aromatic oils of evergreen trees. In 1952, he moved to Watertown, New York, and became a milkman. But he couldn't stand the unavoidable smell of spilled milk. Instead of just crying over it, he combined the fragrances of evergreen oil with blotter materials and invented the first car air fresheners, shaping them as pine trees. And so began the Little Trees Car Freshener Corporation. Soon, orders came in from all over the world, called Wunderbaums in Germany, Arbre Magique in France, and Magic Trees in England. The company now makes vent strips and aerosols. They branched out from the original scent of royal pine to 38 different aromas, including Caribbean colada, vanilla aroma, and new car scent to disguise the smell of a backseat gym bag. The corporate headquarters are still in Watertown, with factories in Iowa. And it's a big business. In 2022, the company made $85 million. The next time you take a taxi, note that in a small way, those little trees hanging from the mirror are bringing trees and the outside a little closer to the inside. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.